For creative writing professor and political commentator Diane Roberts, Tallahassee is a college football town. A Floridian born and raised, Roberts says it took years to understand the sport through the eyes of an outsider.
I understood being a Seminole to be one of my central identities probably before I understood that I was a girl or that I was white or that I was Presbyterian.
And her devotion goes beyond fandom. She says she isn't a Seminole fan, she is a Seminole. And with that identity comes a deep-seated dislike of the Florida Gators.
Humans, I think, are probably hardwired toward tribalism. I talked to an anthropologist who thought this is just not even worth thinking about, because of course we are.
Roberts says understanding the divisions between Seminoles and Gators could shine a light on the divisions between Democrats and Republicans. According to a recent report by the Pew Research Center, American society is more divided than ever. Liberals and conservatives are moving farther apart politically, but also literally choosing to live in different neighborhoods or parts of the country based on their beliefs.
And I thought that was really the oddest thing to make a big deal over, because I had always understood the world that way. College football had beaten the Pew Charitable Trust to this conclusion more than 100 years before.
Still, Roberts says college football and partisan politics are not without their faults, and both institutions need reforms. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.